As we promised you, we're heading down to the city of Bloomington today. The public works director is my great friend, Adam Wason. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
The sun's shining. It's beautiful out glass. It was a great weekend in Bloomington. I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Did you get out to the Lotus Fest at all on a busy Friday or Saturday?
Family obligations kept me away from it at night, but crews and public works staff were really busy helping get everything set up safely and for a great weekend. Happy to report it went smoothly according to all reports we got. So great weekend for it. Perfect weather, you know. Couldn't beat it.
It was great. I was down there on Friday. What's night for the kids? Probably Friday evening, but, you know, before 9 o'clock. And then I was down there Saturday afternoon, and just the vibe of everything going on is great. You had the food trucks lined up on Kirkwood instead of at Switchyard Park. That was a one Friday only deal, folks. They'll be back down at Switchyard Park coming up this Friday, just like they will until the end of the month. But as the 30th Lotus Festival blows in and blows out, we've got some big changes, not only in the calendar welcoming October yesterday, but traffic patterns have changed on Kirkwood.
Yeah. So crews were out early this morning getting the bollards pulled up and getting Kirkwood reopened from the outdoor dining season this summer. You know, as is typical with the weather, you can't predict it. You know, last year we went through Halloween and had an October of a lot of rain and cold days where it wasn't really useful to have the outdoor dining. And then this year, I'm sure it'll be gorgeous all month. But they shortened it up a month this year, and so we got that opened up this morning, got all the streets swept up, and the parklets that had the outdoor dining for the other restaurants that had that with the barricades and the artwork on those. We got those all cleaned up, and those parking spots reopened. So, yeah, it was a busy morning for crews getting that all opened up. Another successful year with the outdoor dining. And, you know, just really love that feel downtown when it's a nice summer day and you see all that activity. So another good year for it. But, yeah, that all wrapped up this morning.
Now the big question is going to be, when is the next decision going to be made on when Kirkwood will go to that style again? Is that a county or a city council? Is there a timeline for that? I know if we do it like we did this year, that'll start back in April, but there's a whole formal process that you have to go through, do a little research before, right?
Yeah, we've gone year to year with the decisions on that in coordination with the city council. You know, being a city street, you know, the Board of Public Works makes a recommendation, and then with the longevity of it, we do seek that guidance from the city council of, you know, how long do you want it open and closed, and what are some of the other considerations. It's always been a robust discussion when we talk about Kirkwood and the closures, but my guess is, you know, by January, February next year, you'll start hearing about it again for decisions for the spring and the summer and early fall. But it's seemingly successful. I would like to, you know, I would still like to see it a little more activated in some of the spaces that don't have the dining and such, but lots of long-term conversations, I think, that'll come with the whole Kirkwood area as to what the future is and what other improvements and how do we want it to look, you know, not only next year, but 5 and 10 and 20 years from now.
And I think that's the flexibility of year to year is positive, instead of putting a anchor on this and saying, hey, for 10 years, this is how it's going to be. That just, in our day and age, that doesn't make sense to that degree. So each year we learn more things about what works well and what doesn't work well. Do you have anything in your notes that you say, well, geez, I wish we could have done this a little bit better, or we'll try this next time around? Or is that something you and your crews have to sit down and discuss before this comes back to the drawing board?
Well, just a couple, you know, like I mentioned, mentioned earlier with the areas that, you know, maybe only had one restaurant or lesser restaurant activity in certain spaces, you know, to maybe a swing set, maybe some cornhole, who knows, you know, just something that, you know, kind of keeps it activated, keeps it used, a hopscotch, you know, in chalk or something for the kids. I always remember in, you know, Boulder's obviously a different place in so many different ways, but Boulder and their outdoor area that is a pedestrian area that used to, is kind of like Kirkwood Pearl Street. And they've got, you know, the nice soft recycled rubber tire padding and a slide and, you know, the different teeter-totters and seesaws.
Yeah, Indy's doing that at Monument Circle,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly. You know, some of that is real nice to, you know, kind of just take it up that next level. But, you know, I know the restaurants have really appreciated it. I know I've enjoyed getting out there and enjoying, you know, a nice beverage or dinner out on Kirkwood is just it's a nice atmosphere. I will say I joked, I think some of the kids think it's like Bourbon Street on football Saturdays because it gets a little rowdy out there.
Well, so do some of the adults, I'll point out. Let's not if we have a big bus, let's throw everybody underneath it because that's that is fair. Well, but that's what kind of makes it fun. It's not lawless. It's not Bourbon Street, but we're trying real hard to strike that balance. And the biggest thing that we can't, you and I or the council or the mayor or the new mayor, no one can tell you what the weather's going to be either. And that's just that's just part of it. And this week in Bloomington is perfect. We're going to be 87 tomorrow, and we're going to be 59 coming up a week on Saturday. So we do have these wild swings where if it's going to be 54 degrees and breezy, no one is going to sit outside. So it's really hard, as we tried in year number one, we tried to do this only on the weekends. It would start Friday morning and would come up Sunday evening. That was too much labor. So this is always evolving and growing.
Yep, it's been great. And, you know, if nothing else, we learn different things that, you know, we can adjust year to year. And, you know, and of course, there's going to be new decision makers coming in the next year with the council and the mayor's office and such. So let's see what direction they want to head. And from there, Public Works is always ready to implement.
And the other thing that's interesting is we have some other half blocks that maybe weren't as lively a couple years ago that now have more tenants in them or whatnot. So is everything up for discussion before this before next year?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, if there's you know, we've had some new restaurants go in certain places. Absolutely, discussion's always there. You know, we're always willing to take the input and then put it to the decision makers and see where that ends up. And like I said, we're always there to implement. And, you know, like these weekends with Lotus and such, you know, if everybody would recall that was the original intent of the Bollards and such. COVID changed everything. We adjusted. We opened it up for the dining. We, you know, like you said, year one was just weekends. Then we went full weeks and then, you know, the whole summer. And so we're going to keep evolving. We'll keep working with all the stakeholders and, take the input and then go from there.
Adam Wason is our guest today. He is the director of public works for a very busy, full, bustling city of Bloomington. September is always a fantastic launching pad, whether it's into the school year or into the sports season or into the walk and runs. Everything is going on. In October, it's not too much different, but there's always a but as October moves along. And you wouldn't know it by staring at the tree line in Dunn's Woods today that I can see from my fourth floor spot. The leaves are not changing hyper quickly this season, but once they fall, the city has a new way of dealing with them, or ways of dealing with them. All right, buddy, what are we doing this year? Let's make sure we get everybody on the same page. And we know the listeners of this program, Adam, are the ones that hopefully tell the others who maybe just aren't paying as much attention. What's in store for Leafs and Leaves, I guess it would be, this season here in Bloomington?
Yeah, so, you know, last budget cycle, the decision was made with Mayor Hamilton and the city council that the curbside leaf vacuuming program was going to be discontinued this year. So last budget season is when we discussed it. So this is the first year where we won't be doing the curbside vacuum leaf program. And that decision was reached for many, many reasons, but it was probably the most carbon-intensive activity we did when we drive those giant dump trucks carrying the 30-yard leaf vacuum compactors up and down every city street twice at 3 to 5 gallon miles per gallon. It just is, and then taking compostable leaves off site and moving them, you know, 20 miles away. It doesn't make sense for many reasons. But so this year we won't have that curbside service for the vacuuming, but we'll still pick up bagged leaves like we always have. We'll still pick up the yard waste containers that we've got out there and for sale through the sanitation division. And we'll still do that curbside program for those bagged leaves and the containers and such. What we're encouraging folks to do is really just mulch those into the grass on site. It's the best thing for the soil. It's the best thing for for your lawn long term is just mulching on site, composting on site. So again, no vacuum program. Don't rake them to the curb. Don't rake them near the storm drains, anything like that. Either mulch them on site or bag them up, and we'll pick those up as part of our sanitation program.
So picking the bags up will be on your normal trash schedule. There will not be a special yard bag day or anything like that, correct?
Not during leafing season. We do those. We hit those routes each during regular yard waste season. It's every other week. During leafing season, we do try to do that. We get out every week to the yard waste routes. We're going to have some additional staff because we know we'll have some additional volume on that side of things. And so, yeah, that'll start in November with that pickup. And folks can still put out leaves right now as part of every other week, but we'll do the more intense pickup program starting in November. Just to remind folks, we do have we still have an inventory of free yard waste bags, leaf bags at our fire stations. So if folks would like to pick up a small allotment of those to assist in our efforts, those are available. And then just to piggyback, we're also going to hopefully by the middle of this week, we'll be launching a website for discounted composting machines. We've done this in the past and are going to do it again this fall where we'll do a bulk order for the community where they can sign up to place an order for a earth machine compost bin for their backyard for all their composting needs, and it'll come at a discounted rate. And then we'll have a day here early November where folks can pick those up and at a centrally located area, probably around the convention center. And that'll be that'll go live later this week. So we'll be announcing that with formal media announcements and all that. So again, no vacuuming service, but regular bagged and curbside service for through sanitation, and then we'll have a compost sale going on here pretty soon.
Just to make sure that I'm on the right page as well, and people that are listening to this, when you hear talk about bagging them, you're talking about brown bag recycle bags, not the plastic trash bag.
Exactly.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yep.
You can't put them in the big pumpkin one that's orange, make it look cool, and then throw it away.
Yep.
You got to keep that one.
Got to be in the brown paper bags. Yep, they've got to be the compostable brown bags. So I pick them up at any of your local hardware stores, or right now we still got several thousand left at the fire departments for just free public pickup.
Do it, folks. You'll need them. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But the streak's going to continue this year. We know that.
Yeah.
They're all going to fall down at some point. So get ready, have some fun. And for new people to our town, as we know, we are having folks here, there, and everywhere else, we'll remind everybody as well, in the city of Bloomington, burning leaves is
not allowed. Don't burn your leaves, folks. That'll get you a visit from our friends in the big red trucks with the lights and the sirens. So, no burning of leaves within city limits. I believe city code says you must be cooking food if you're going to have any type of fire of any sort.
Your s'mores will taste like oak leaves and everything else if you if you choose to do it that way. Adam Wason is our guest today. All right, construction season is wrapping up. How is your list of things to do?
One of the things that with not being out there doing the curbside vacuum leaf program, our paving season is going to extend all the way till when the asphalt plants close. So probably going to have one of our most successful paving seasons ever, without a doubt, both contracted and in-house. You've seen some big projects down on Winslow, Rogers, Tap Road, Country Club. We've been out on the east side. We've been up on the northwest side. We're going to hit some more on the southwest side. So spreading it out throughout the community. So our paving season is well in hand. I'll mention it's not a public works project. It's an engineering department project in terms of the construction, but the east 7th or the west 17th there out towards Tri-North.
You're reading my mind.
That project's getting ready to start wrapping up. They've they're finishing all the final touches on that one. I think they're getting final asphalt and pavement markings, so that's been going well. We did have some private development over on the eastern edge of that project that was still doing some underground sewer work. I think that's all wrapping up, though. But 17th Street should be opening back up to regular travel here. I won't give an exact date, but I would say in the next couple of weeks or so. Big project there. That'll have that side path. We'll go all the way from the bypass on the east, at 17th and the bypass, all the way out. It'll connect out to the county trails. So just another great piece of infrastructure that's being built in Bloomington. It's got its headaches while you build it, but once it's done, I think everybody's going to really appreciate it once they see that finished project.
Well, and then we're done over there, right? Because that feels like that's been going on, the 17th Street project. But if we go west there, I know we're still building stuff. There's a big development back there still going on, so there's always something happening.
Yeah, that one's open. That one's open. But if you remember the 17th Street project, it was originally going to be one big project over 2 years. We split it into two smaller projects, trying to accommodate some athletic interests at the university with football season last year, which was turned out real great. And so, yeah, that one's wrapping up. And then, otherwise, just from public works perspective, busy down at the animal shelter. We've gone to free adoptions this last weekend and last week. Our numbers are just truly high down there. Staff's doing a great job trying to manage it all, but do want to put a plug in for the animal shelter, all the work they do. And if anybody's needing a little company at home, we've got you covered down there. Come on down. We've got some great animals ready to get out and get out of the shelter. And
is it always like this? Is it always filled?
No, there's been an uptick. You know, we had the one case with the breeder that's left us with a lot of dogs still. And I think part of it's got to do with the economy. Part of it, you know, there's a lot there. But, we've never been at capacity like this for as long as we have. You know, we've hit peak capacity before, but this has been extended. We're still doing a fantastic job with our live release rate and making sure we're keeping euthanization numbers as low as possible. But the numbers have been really, really higher than average for us.
All right.
But, kudos to the team down there.
Let's get them fixed. Let's get them fixed.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's get them fixed. Get it all fixed.
In the great words of Bob Barker, please.
Yeah.
Have your pets spayed and
neutered. The big showcase showdown in the sky, buddy. That's right. They're having some fun. Having some fun up there. All right. Anything else I've missed? I know you're busy. I know we could do three more hours if we had to. But
right. It's been a great fall in Bloomington that we've had these busy weekends. We're keeping up on things the best we can. Working on a lot of sidewalk projects still. We're staying quite busy. Always real proud of the crews. You know, sanitation. Those guys 4:30 in the morning, 4 days a week, getting out there, and it's been. That's been a busy season, you know, when the students hit in August and you can still see it a month later where they're gradually getting everything out to the curb that they need to throw away from all their boxes and, you know, so.
Right.
That's been, you know, pretty typical. But now, last thing I want to do, though, Glass, I want to do a shout out to a colleague of mine. I know you probably reported on this. I know it's been made public at the Board of Parks Commissioners, but I want to wish Paula McDevitt a great retirement. Paula's been a rock for me in terms of we've been colleagues for a long, long time. We've both come up through the ranks. During the last transition, really got to be close and over the last 8 years. And just really proud to call Paula a friend and a colleague. And with her retirement from the Parks Department, I think she's been there 35 plus years or so. And she's just a great public servant, and I know she's looking forward to spending a lot of time with a new grandbaby, but I wanted to say thanks to Paula for all the friendship and all the great years of work that she's done on behalf of the community.
A fantastic tribute and everything that goes along with that. Great job. Great job, Paula, and one of the great Parks and Recs departments in America, right here in
Absolutely.
Bloomington.
Gold medals.
Yeah. Literally gold medals. Great job as always. I will be back to bother you before it gets cold. Don't worry. And we'll see what's going on after October wraps up and trick-or-treating is done. And then we turn for, the winter projects. And I know you'll have a couple of those to update us with. Thanks, man. I always appreciate your insight.
Hey, Glass. Have a great week here. All right.